Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs to breathe.
Rain on us.
Oh, shower down.
Shower down.
Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord.
Oh,
rain.
Rain on us.
Lord, breathe on your people.
Refreshing glory.
lift that hand. We see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the timber. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy,
God bless you all on today. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to play Hayarodobosaya one more song before we open up the broadcast on today. Hayarodobosaya.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. To worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what
for another opportunity. Hallelujah. To be in. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord once again. Truly, we thank God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Ooh, glory to God. We just thank God for blessing us to see another day. We thank Him for having a great weekend. We thank Him for just being so merciful. Hallelujah. We heard Hide Me, and we heard also Medley. Say yes, Lord. And that was our message on yesterday in our worship service. We were talking about telling the Lord yes. How many are willing to tell the Lord yes today? Not yes to a new home, not yes to a new car, but telling Him yes. Yes, Lord, I commit my ways to You today. Yes, Lord, I will serve You. Yes, Lord, I will obey You. Yes, Lord, I will worship You. Yes, Lord, I will praise You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's easy to praise God when you're feeling good. It's easy to praise God when your rent is paid. It's easy to praise God when you have food on the table. It's easy to praise God when you have your life, health, and strength. Oh, but when you're going through a valley, when you're going through that valley of decision, when you're going through it, you don't know whether it's day or night because your problems, because your circumstances, they overwhelm you. And you forgot about praising God. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless Him today, saints of God, people of God. And when I say people of God, I mean all of us are God's people. The saved and the unsaved. Every soul belongs to God. Hey, glory to God. And that's why we're thankful today. Amen. Our destiny focus this week is the blood still works. Hallelujah. How many know the blood of Jesus? Hey, it's still working today. All we have to do is trust Him. All we have to do is obey Him. All we have to do is exercise our faith in God. Amen, amen. We're just so happy to be back on this line with a time of reflection once again with New Destiny Ministry. And this is a time of reflection. Anytime God has done something great in your life, even if you don't look at it as great and glory, guess what? He can be doing something else because He has the whole world in His hands. He don't have to take time to bless you. He don't have to take time to watch over you and your household. God don't have to do that. He has so many other people that would be thankful for Him extended mercy and grace and His loving kindness to. Amen. People, don't take God for granted. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the day you hear His voice, harden not your heart. So we're just so happy to be back on the line today. I'm going to ask Sister Corinthian Jones to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. Hallelujah. Sister Jones. Yes, Lord Jesus, we come to You, Almighty God, and we ask that You would forgive us for things that we said wrong. Forgive us for things that we've done wrong. Forgive us for things that we thought wrong, God. We ask that You would forgive us today and that You would let Your blood cover us, Almighty God, that You would cleanse us from all unrighteousness and all unholiness, Almighty God, that You would create in us a clean heart and that You would renew a right spirit within us, God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray today for Your anointing, Almighty God. We ask that You will let Your anointing today overtake us, Almighty God. Your anointing, Almighty God, that anointing that would destroy the yoke, that anointing that would set the captive free, O God. Lord Jesus, we pray today that somebody will be free today, Almighty God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus, that You will regulate somebody's mind today, Almighty God. Lord Jesus, we know that You are a burden bearer. We know that You are a heavy load share, Almighty God, And we ask that you would intervene today on the behalf of your people, Almighty God. We pray that you would show yourself mighty, that you would show yourself strong today in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would show up and show out today on this line. Mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray today that you would bless the hearers, Almighty God. Lord, don't just let us be hearers of your word, Almighty God, but make us doers of your word in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let there be healing today on this line, Almighty God. Deliverance on new life in every dead situation. In the precious, mighty name of Jesus, God, whatever is wrong, God, we pray that you would make it right. Every crooked pathway, Almighty God, that you would make it straight in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray your will today, God. Yes, your perfect will be done, Lord Jesus, on earth as it is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we come against every demon and every devil. We come against every witch, every warlock, every Satanist, every satarian curse, every root curse, every voodoo curse, any spoken curses, any written curses, and any obvious. We come against them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we send it back to the demon that brought it in the first place. We reverse the curse right here and right now, and we command that demon to go to a dry inhabited place. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of distraction. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of interference. We come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of aggravation. We come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. And every other spirit that is associated with those spirits, we come against you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we render you powerless, and your words being void and of no effect, and no weapon being formed against us today shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing right now, Almighty God. We thank you for making ways out of no way, Almighty God, for we know that you are a way maker, Almighty God. We know that you make ways when there seem to be no way, Almighty God. We thank you for making rivers in the desert today in the precious mighty name of Jesus. You told us in your word, Almighty God, you said that you would supply our needs according to your riches and glory, Almighty God, and we're expecting you to do just that today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for these prayers today going beyond these four walls. We thank you for prayers, Almighty God, bringing about a change, and we thank you for a change, a radical change being transformed today in the mighty name of Jesus, for performing it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for miracles today. We thank you for blessings today, God, and we thank you for open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we appreciate you for what you're doing, Almighty God. We thank you for your great work, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace that is sufficient unto us, Almighty God. We thank you for your new mercies on today, Lord. We thank you for being the God of a first and a second and a third chance, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We want you to know that we appreciate you today, Almighty God. You pray us in all things to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, God, and we thank you today. We appreciate you today, Almighty God. You told us in your word, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. And, God, we thank you for working things out for our good today, Lord. We thank you for working it out, Almighty God. We appreciate you for working it out, Almighty God. I pray today, Almighty God, that you would increase our faith, that you would help our unbelief, Almighty God. You told us in your word, Almighty God, to trust in you with all of our heart and to lean not into our own understanding. You told us in all our ways, acknowledge you, Lord. And you said that you would direct our path, Almighty God. And we pray today that you would direct our path, that you would lead and guide us into the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, that you would lead us not into temptation, but you, Almighty God, would deliver us from evil, that you would save us from ourselves, Almighty God. You told us to lay aside every sin and every weight that would so easily beset us, Almighty God. I'm asking you, Almighty God, to endure us with power from on high, Almighty God, that we would lay it aside in the precious mighty name of Jesus, that we would forsake all and take up our cross and follow you. You said he that putteth his hand to the plow and looks back is not even fit for the kingdom, Almighty God. Strengthen us today, Almighty God, that we won't look back, Almighty God, that we will press forth the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Strengthen us today, Almighty God. Endure us with power from on high, Almighty God, that dunamis power in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. We ask that you would anoint Evangelist Bernard today, Almighty God, to preach and teach your word today, Almighty God, that somebody would be healed and delivered today, God. We thank you for what you're doing right now, and we appreciate you, Almighty God, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hey, what a powerful prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, I bless him today. I give him glory and I give him praise. I want, before we get into the word for today, I want to ask each and every one of our listeners and our callers and those that are listening on the internet live and even those that will go back in the archives. I don't know if you all have heard, but I started announcing our citywide crusade about 2 weeks ago, and I'm excited about this thing. Oh, God, you know when God gives you a vision and then the vision is birthed, hallelujah, it brings you joy. So I want you all to lock the date, September the 5th through the 7th. This year, 2013, we are sponsoring a citywide crusade, true fellowship crusade. And what we're doing is we're going, as the Lord leads and open up doors, this first one will be held in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have many brothers and sisters and leaders there in that area. And I don't know why the Lord said Raleigh, but we're coming to Raleigh. And we have pastors, young pastors, and even those that are aspiring to pastor and minister that are doing it, and they really need some help. They really need some support. So we're not coming to that area to preach and teach to those already saved. But we're going to do what the scripture has instructed us to do, to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. Some of the smaller ministries are operating and they're there, and they don't have a team of people to go and canvass the neighborhood and knock doors and give people the word. Tell them about the goodness of Jesus. Tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to do. So we're taking it to the streets. I'm tired of coming in churches and sitting and preaching and teaching to those that I've been affiliated with for 10 and 15 and 20 years. And you only see a traveler now and then. Even the Bible speaks of that. But we have been commissioned by God to go out. Hallelujah. We can't win souls if everybody's in the body is saved. Jesus said, I didn't come for the saved. I came for the lost. So we got to get out of these buildings and go into the communities and show ourselves friendly. Go and do, we get so angry with the Jehovah Witness because they're knocking, but they're on their job. We are the ones that's off. We're the ones just sitting on the sideline, and we get mad with one another because we're preaching and teaching to one another, and we don't agree on some things, and then it's a fallout. Then somebody get mad, and they go on, they left the church. Okay, well, you left the building. The church is within you. Amen. That is just the building is just a place that God have allowed us to come to fellowship and assemble ourselves. But the work is out in the vineyard. The Bible says the harvest is ripe. That means, what does that mean? That means souls are there. Hallelujah. But nobody's out there to glean. Nobody's out there to even bring the harvest in. The souls are there. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but there's no laborers. Nobody want to go in the vineyard and work. We want somebody to serve us. Jesus said the greatest among you is the servant. Who's willing to serve today? So I want you all, I'm excited about this thing, and I'm asking you all for the next 4 months, we're going to promote this thing. We want some sponsors. We want you all to contribute to this crusade. We're not Billy Graham. Hallelujah. But guess what? We're going to do what we've been commissioned to do, and we're going into these areas to help some ministries. We're going into these areas to help some families. Hallelujah. Families are struggling. Dr. Burford will be with us on Wednesday. And he was speaking on yesterday how it's a season where, you know, because of the economy, that families are coming back together. You know, you got two and three families coming back, living under the same roof again, just to make ends meet. Hallelujah. Well, what about if all those families decided to reach out? We used to say in Sunday school, each one reach one. Each one reach one, but we ain't doing that. No, no, we love seeing one another. We're not interested in any souls, but I'm interested in souls. I tell you, I'm sold out. I'm sold out. Yes, I enjoy everything everybody else's flesh enjoy, but I'm not seeking after the things of my flesh. I'm seeking after the things of God. Amen. Amen. So to get a seat in God's kingdom, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. And that's why the Lord gave us this subject for the week, to let his people know that the blood still works. But you know what? We're not calling on the blood. We're not applying the blood. Hallelujah. We're not exercising in our God-given authority. We have authority to apply this blood. Ah, thank you, Jesus. So I just wanted to drop that announcement for you all, and I also want to give you an announcement for Dr. Burford. He will be hosting his holy convocation this week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't have the cards right now, but we'll give you that information later on into the broadcast. We're not going to hold very long today, but I just want to open up with this subject, the Destiny Focus this week. The blood still works. The blood still works. Now, before we get into this, we want you to turn to Exodus chapter 12, and we're going to read a little bit today. Amen. And we want to just illustrate a little bit about what God is saying in his word and even to his people today when we're talking about the blood still works. Amen. So let's go to Exodus chapter 12, and let's see what the Lord was doing. This particular chapter was dealing with the Passover. Amen. And the Passover, the Jewish people celebrated the Passover because the Lord told them to always keep their children in remembrance of what he did. And that's what God is still telling us today. Hallelujah. He said, tell your children how I brought you out. Tell your children when you were laying on your deathbed how I healed you. Tell your children how when you thought you was about to lose your mind, God regulated your mind. Tell your children. Amen. You know, we have some life experiences that we're ashamed of, and we don't want to share that with nobody. Ah, I know my mama said some things I've done in life, hey, won't nobody know about it but me. I'll take it to my grave. Hallelujah. But there's other things that we don't mind sharing. But the Lord has told us, he told the people of Israel, hallelujah, he said, I want you all to forever remember what I've done for you. Ever remember that the blood, and we're going to give you all an opportunity a little bit today to talk about how the blood works, how it has transformed your life. If the blood haven't transformed your life, I don't know no other source that can. The blood of Jesus died on the cross to redeem mankind back. Hallelujah. So let's read a little bit. Amen. And we're at Exodus chapter 12. And it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So this is God is speaking to you today, those of you that may not know anything about the blood. He's speaking to you today. It's being recorded today. Amen. We're in the King James Version. Amen. Verse 3 says, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb. Listen, that God has given them instructions. According to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. So that lets you know God is concerned about your neighbors. It's not about your soul and no more. He's concerned about your neighbors. Amen. Please don't establish that, because we all about us. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. See, God don't want anything blemished. He said, a male of the first year, you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood. Watch that blood, and strike it on the two side posts on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat. When you follow instructions of God, you won't err. Amen. He said, and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden, and all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. So God is telling them how to bake and how to roast this lamb. Hallelujah. He's good. And so they say, oh, there's no recipe. Here's a recipe right there. God is giving you a recipe. Female, male, woman, boy, girl, man, he's giving you a recipe. Amen. And he said, and you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remained of it until the morning, you shall burn with fire. So eat it today. Don't put it in your refrigerator to try to preserve it, because God said, this is the instruction I'm giving you. And if you follow these instructions, you will live. Amen. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste, the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite. Listen at the Lord. He said, I'm going to pass through the land, and I'm going to smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. So every male and every beast that was firstborn, God said, I'm going to kill them. Glory to God. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. God will execute judgment over anybody that has been covered in his blood. Are you covered in the blood today? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And the blood, listen to him in verse 13, right after the 12, 13, this is when they were coming out of Egypt. And he said, and the blood, woo! Okay, and he said, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. When God sees the blood, God honors blood. God honors sacrifices. God honors any instructions that he has given you. If you follow it to the letter, God will honor it. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I'm talking about the blood. When I came in this thing almost 30 years ago, we were singing blood songs. All the blood of Jesus. All the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood will never lose its power. Why? Because it reaches goes to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. That's why we weak, people of God, because we're not applying the blood. Hallelujah. We're not covered by the blood. Do you know you need to cover your children daily with the blood? Hallelujah. I tell you on Thursday, I don't know how this subject came about, but I was thinking and I was telling the people about applying the blood. Then I began to talk about the oil. Ah, glory to God. There's some things that God sanctifies. There's some things that God ordains. There's some things that God consecrates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The priest. Hallelujah. The priests were the only ones that was able to give the people the shoe bread. Hallelujah. But the Bible said when David was a hunger, he was hungry. He went into the house and ate. Now, God didn't get mad with David about that, because David was a man after God's own heart. He did not do it to violate or disrespect the orders out in the oracles of God. He did it because he was hungry. He knew the order. We know the order. We know the commandments. We know what God has instructed us to do. Why aren't we doing it? And that's why we're dying. Hallelujah. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Oh, Lord, I don't know why you're going here. Turn to 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, I believe. Hallelujah. We're talking about the blood today. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, wait. Just a minute. The 1 Corinthians. Woo! Glory to God. Lord, I bless you today. I don't know where the Lord is taking us. Hallelujah. I'm looking for he that drink and eat unworthily. Here we go. Hallelujah. Turn to 1 Corinthians. Oh, God, speak to me. God is tired of us making a mockery of his name. God is tired of us making a mockery of his power. God is tired of us making a mockery of his blood. The blood of Jesus, it'll never lose its power. Hallelujah. The blood. Glory to God. Let's start. Let's start at a chapter. We're in 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. Let's start at verse 20. It says, when ye come together, therefore into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone take it before his own supper. And one is hungry and another is drunken. What is he saying? They're coming into the house of God and they're playing with the Lord's supper. Hallelujah. You can't take this thing no any kind of way. Oh, yeah, gotta tell you. He said, but what? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also, this was Paul talking, I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given them, verse 24, thanks, he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, that was Jesus talking there, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. As often, oh, Lord, have mercy today. God, I bless you today. Oh, Jesus, what is going on with this account? That's all right. I'm going to get on back to this blood. He said, for as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, listen to this, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood of the body and blood of the Lord. Amen. So what are you saying, Sister Adrian? You have some people that come into churches and they're administering the Lord's Supper and they ain't even been washed in the blood. How you going to go in a church and you haven't even committed your life to God? You haven't been baptized. You haven't been born of the water. You haven't been born of his spirit. And then you going to go in a church that you ain't even affiliated with and let them administer the Lord's Supper? The devil is a lie. Even over the phone, who have deputized you? He said, come together, assemble your people. Ooh, you better watch God today. He said, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you are crucifying Jesus afresh. Sister Albertine, you're crucifying Jesus afresh. Oh, God. Lord, why the Lord do me this? Why do the Lord do me this? I wasn't prepared to go here today, but the Lord want to talk today because he's telling us his blood still works. If you don't believe his blood works, keep on calling on it. Okay. So he said, verse 29 says, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation. You damn if you eat it and drink it unworthily to himself, not discerning that this is the Lord's body. Not your pastor's body, not your wife and your husband or your children. This is the Lord's body. How can you do such a thing? Oh, the devil be damned today. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you're drinking and eating it. Apostle Paul said, you're drinking and eating it unworthily. You're drinking and eating damnation to yourself. In verse 30 says, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among us. We wonder why folks is handicapped. We wonder why we got so many feeble-minded people in the body. Because they have failed to do what thus say the Lord. I don't preach the peace and peace. I'm so holier than thou. No, we all have been somewhere. We all have been delivered from something. Hallelujah. I preach the message. I'm coming out of this. And the subtopic was, what is your gift? We all have a gift. Hallelujah. When we come into the truth, when we come into what God is requiring of us, hallelujah, we have to change, people. We have to change our wicked ways. We can't continue in our mess. Hallelujah. God say, I'm tired. I'm tired of this stiff neck. I'm tired of this hard generation. I'm tired of folks murmuring and complaining. Haven't I been good to you? He said, the blood. It still works. The blood still works. Woo, Jesus, I'm going to stop right there. I got to stop right there because God is speaking to somebody today. God want to help us, people. He said, I want that none would perish, but that all. Turn to Hebrew now. Oh, Lord, I help me today, Jesus. Glory to God. God is trying to help us, people. God is trying to help us. Oh, glory to God. Okay, next read verse 7. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 13. I don't know who this for today, but the Lord knew who was going to be on this line. 8, 9, 10, 11 calls. Hallelujah. 9, 10, 11 calls. Hallelujah. Mondays is always pretty slow. Hallelujah. But that's all right. You know the saints get hangovers. But I thank God I don't have hangovers. I thank God that every day he blesses me to wake up, I wake up with a new mind. I wake up with fresh. I wake up believing that this blood still works. Hallelujah. Do I go through anything? Oh, yeah, I'm going through something right now. I can't tell you, but guess what? I'm trusting in the Lord. Hey, woo, glory to God. Verse Hebrews 13, let's read and say what this says. It says what? Verse 17, it says, obey them that have the rule over you. We don't want to hear that one. And submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable to you. For you. But verse 18 says, pray for us. For we trust we have a good conscience and all things willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought us again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood, and listen to that, he brought us our great shepherd, the sheep, the great shepherd. Who is the great shepherd? Jesus Christ. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, he makes you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Now turn. Now turn to Revelation 7. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Revelation 12. Let's go to 7 and 14 first. Ah, God is talking to us today. Ah, Revelation 7, 14 says, and I said unto him, Saul, thou knowest. No, let's go up. Let's go up. Let's go up to verse 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are red in white robes? Hallelujah. You know, we come together on Missionary Sunday in our white suits. Hallelujah. We ain't helping nobody. We won't even speak to our neighbors. We coming in our white, 100 women in white. Oh, Lord, what is all this for? Hallelujah, I'm interested in the blood. That's all I'm worth. Does the blood work in your life? Is it relevant in your life? Leave me alone with all that. Let's go back. And one of the elders, we had Revelation chapter 7, verse 13, see. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are red and white robes? And whence came you? And verse 14 said, and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. Hallelujah. If you believe the blood still works, then you got to go through tribulation. And have washed their robes and made them white. Listen, in the blood, I'm talking about the blood of the Lamb. Woo, glory. Now turn to Revelation 12 and 11. Woo, I can't preach this thing like I want to. Woo, God, have your way. Revelation 12 and 11 says, and they overcame. You better watch God. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Who did they overcome? They overcame Satan. They overcame the accuser of the brother. They overcame, Lord have mercy, that serpent, that beguiling. They overcame the accuser. Satan said, guess what? We talked about him a couple of weeks ago. God had made this Lucifer. He was Lucifer for them. His name was Lucifer, son of the morning. Hallelujah, beautiful name. God made him so beautiful, but God found iniquity in his heart. And he told the Lord, I'm going to exalt my throne above yours. And he said, I'm going to take some folks with me. He took a third of the angels with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I'm telling you today, we have to apply the blind. Hallelujah. He's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But I tell you, if you apply the blood over your children, if you apply the blood over your wives and your husbands, if you apply the blood over your sisters and brothers in Christ, if you apply the blood over your neighbors, if you apply the blood over your co-workers, God, if you apply the blood even over your enemies, he said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. And what does a footstool do? I'm so glad that I know God has made my enemies my footstool. What does that footstool do? That footstool, hallelujah, that's why they made it a footstool, because it's a footstool that causes you to climb up a little bit higher. So guess what? All your enemies doing is giving you more room. Hallelujah. All they're doing is helping you in your blessing. Because God told me he's going to make them my footstool. And that footstool is going to elevate me and take me to the next level. That's why I don't worry about what folks say about me. I've overcome that by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. See, my testimony is not yours, but I got one. Do you have a testimony today? Have you been able to overcome by the blood of the Lamb? Not the blood of your boyfriends, not the blood of your girlfriends, but by the blood of Jesus. We're talking about the blood. Is it working in your life? Hallelujah. Somebody might question if the blood is working in my life. See, we judge one another by what we see. Hallelujah. You might be driving a hoopty, and I'm in a BMW. Hallelujah. And we say, oh, because she in a hoopty, she ain't God ain't with her. The devil be damned. The devil be damned. God say, I bless whom I will. Hallelujah. He say, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. He say, if a sinner, hallelujah, if a sinner worship me, I'll bless him. Hallelujah. We wonder why the cutthroat is blessed. We wonder why the drug dealer is blessed. Well, David said, when I looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, he say, my foot almost slipped. Well, we all know David's foot did slip. Hallelujah. But at that time, his foot hadn't slipped. Hallelujah. And sometimes we get envious. And we want to know, Lord, why aren't I being blessed like Sister So-and-so? Why I don't have the beautiful house and the beautiful this? Well, you don't know about Sister. What Sister Girl is doing. Mary sang the song, say, you don't know, you don't see me when I'm on my knees. What is that song? Hallelujah. It's a God in me. That's what they sing about. So all we see them doing is performing on stage and they're getting paid. Hallelujah. But you don't know the relationship that people have with God. That's why we have to apply the blood over our lives. Hallelujah. We can't judge what God is doing with other folks. What is he doing with you? What is he doing with you? Have you told anybody today, Sister Millie, that Jesus saved? Do you minister to your children? Do you minister to your husband and your wife? Are you just murmuring and complaining every day? He killed them because they murmured and they complained. Hallelujah. And we all know the story about Joshua. Hallelujah. God killed every male. Hallelujah. That was under 20. He killed them. Because they murmured and they complained. How many are willing to go to the promised land today? How many are willing to apply that blood? The blood still works, people. All we got to do is make it work for us. And how do we do that? How do we do that? By following the instructions of God. Now you say, what about this pastor? What about this bishop? Well, I just read the scripture. You say, obey them that have the rule over you. Somebody have to watch for your soul. Somebody have to stand before God and give an account for you. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you today, Jesus. Somebody have to give an account for you. Do you know Jesus is our mediator? Do you know whoever you're sitting under, when judgment day comes, when we have to stand before God, he's going to ask those that we served under, he's going to say, well, I have a record on ages. Hallelujah. But your record might not be what mine is. And the pastor might not have a favorable record. Because some of them, it's another story. But I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. But I know one thing. God's record is the only accurate record. Now, he might give them an opportunity to say something. Hallelujah. But he's going to judge them on their intent. He's going to say, now, I know why you're not saying nothing good. Uh-huh. Because, you know, she didn't get along with your daughter. Hallelujah. When you knew your daughter was wrong, hey, you upheld your daughter instead of judging the matter righteously like you did that he allowed King Solomon to do. Solomon asked the Lord for wisdom. He said, Lord, all I want to do is know how to go out and come in among your people. Hallelujah. He judged the situation righteously. When the two women brought the matter to Solomon, where one of them baby died while they were asleep, and the other one was going to take the baby, and they came before King Solomon, and guess what? The wicked one who knew her baby died, she and Solomon said, well, I'll settle this thing, and I'm just paraphrasing. He said, I'll settle this thing. Let's cut the baby in half. And the true mother said, no, give the baby to her. And Solomon said, that's all she wants. That's all she wants. That's the true mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you people today, God, I bless you today. Ooh, I feel this thing, the blood is working right now. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It'll work for you. The blood of Jesus will take you out of pits. The blood of Jesus will bring you before kings and queens. The blood of Jesus will never let you be a laughing stock. The blood of Jesus will never let you be ashamed. Hallelujah. He'll take you from rags to riches. He'll take you from the pit to the palace. Hallelujah. He'll take you from the uttermost to the uppermost. Oh, that's the kind of God we serve. Lord, he'll take hallelujah, a carpenter's son and let him die on the cross. Hey, glory to God. He'll take a little city girl out of the streets of New Orleans, hallelujah, who didn't know how to live right now. And he'll clean up, hallelujah, and have the preach and teach his gospel. Don't tell me about God. Hallelujah. Don't tell me about the blood. Oh, God, I bless you for your blood today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I bless the Lord. Oh, I bless him today. Oh, I give him glory today. I give him glory today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I give him glory today. Oh, I bless him today. He's been a good God. He's been a merciful God. He's been a kind God. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Ah, we bless you today, God. Oh, I bless him. I bless him. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I was just a little frantic last week. Hallelujah. Had my third great-grand child to be born. It was a great-granddaughter. Hallelujah. And I tell you, that thing bothered me so. You know, and sometimes when things bother you, you act right then on your emotions. Ooh, this girl had it. Ooh, this girl had the baby at home. I thought that was so, ooh, that just, That messed up my whole day because there was no need for that. But these young people, you can't tell them anything. And then got mad with me because you didn't do the right thing. Isn't that just like folks? They get mad with you for telling them to do the right thing when they've done the wrong thing. Instead of saying, thank you, I'll do better next time. Woo! Glory to God. Let me stop. I'm going to open up these lines and give you all an opportunity to say something about the blood. Is it still working in your life? If it's not, I behoove you today. I beseech you today. I dare you to surrender all. I dare you to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I dare you, double dog dare you, to do it. I'm telling you, God will open up a Red Sea for you. He'll open up the Red Sea and he'll allow you to see your enemies triumph. Didn't he do it for the children of Israel? Well, he's the same God. He never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the same thing he's done for you, he'll do it for, the same thing he's done for me, he certainly will do it for you. But you're going to have to sell out. You're going to have to sell out. What are you saying? I'm not saying sell your soul. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. These lines won't even open, but I'm going to try something else. Give me a second, you all. Give me 2 or 3 seconds, and I'm going to try something.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. You see these lines won't open? Hayarorobosata. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Can you all hear me? I did have Sister Tammy's line open. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Okay, they reconnected me, but the lines are not opening. Now, you know this is crazy. You see that? Amen. Can anybody hear me on the line? Dial in through your phone. Can you dial or dial mine? Hello? Can anybody hear me on the lines? Okay.
What happened?
It's just not connecting.
You kept doing that and that thing came coming up.
Huh?
Twitter.
Okay, let me try it again. I X'd out, but I don't even know if it's going to let me back in. Successful resolution. What is this going on?
The arrow has been successful.
You can hear me? Okay, well, thank God you're able to hear me. To all of our listeners, experiencing a little difficulty. But I know for certain that you all heard the broadcast today, and I still, okay, we back in business now. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we back, y'all.
Praise God.
Amen, amen.
The blood, I'm opening up the blood,
Sister
blood.
Tammy. The blood still works.
Amen.
I'm going to go to Sister Donna. I see Sister Donna on here. I don't know if she's able to say anything. I see Sister Sharon on here, Sister Sharon Phillips. I see Sister Tammy and Sister Albertine. So let's go with Sister Donna.
God bless you, woman of God. We had to plead the blood of Jesus over what just happened. So we know his blood does work. We just thank the Lord for his goodness. And we have to learn how to use the blood. The blood is very potent and it's powerful. And it saves. It washes. I just thank the Lord for you, and I thank the Lord for the word of God. But, woman of God, when it did come back on, we're getting an echo.
Yeah. Hit that phone off, Corinthians. Okay. You're okay now?
I can still hear a little echo.
Okay, is that phone off? Turn that one. Oh, that one is off. Okay, I don't know what's going on with that echo. The speaker? Okay, can you hear us now? It's still a little echo. I hear it also. Amen, but we're going to have to get through it. Let's go to Sister Albertine. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I just want to say thank you for this ministry today. It was powerful. I've been under attack with my family. I've been under attack with friends, but I've been pleading the blood of Jesus. And I'm believing that, you know, God is going to make a way, and I just trust the blood of Jesus. All the attacks, I have pleaded the blood of Jesus, and nothing has come near me.
Jesus.
And I thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you. Keep on pleading the blood.
Amen. Yeah.
Even though sometimes it seems like the enemy is winning, but we already know that he is a defeated foe. And any time something is defeated, that means he has no power, he has no life, nothing. He is a defeated foe. So you keep on applying the blood. Keep on putting the blood. Hallelujah, because the blood of Jesus, it'll always prevail. Amen.
Amen.
Enemy, Satan has come to wear us out. But that's why we have to found ourselves with like-minded people. That's why we have to associate, and we have to hook up and connect up with people that love the Lord, with people that don't mind praying, with people that's going to make a sacrifice. See, life is about sacrifice. That's what it's about. So we have to make sacrifices. We have to think on the things of somebody else. The Bible says, think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. And when you begin to stretch out and you begin to think about and pray for somebody else, that's what intercessors does. They pray for somebody else. They put somebody else before themselves. Amen. And that's what Jesus did. When they crucified and hung him, he said, Lord, forgive them.
Well, they know not what they do.
Oh, not what they do. But sometimes when we hurt, sometimes when we injured, we hold on to these things for years. And 20 and 30 years, chewing the rag. It's time for us to forgive. It's time for us to let go. That's why we're not seeing any results, because we're holding on to too much. Where does the Bible say, wear this world as a loose garment? Don't put on them tight skirts where you can't breathe. Hallelujah. Wear something loose. Hallelujah. And God is able to get it. Yeah, I'm loose. Amen. Amen. We're going to. Is that Sister Tammy?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Again, I just want to thank you for the word. Thank you for the message today. I felt like it was right on time again and that you were totally speaking to me. And, again, I've been pleading the blood of Jesus over my life, for my family, for my company.
Mm-hmm.
Just for my walk, for me being closer to God, because, again, I felt like I've been in bondage, that there's been, like, a stronghold. Trying to break my praise. But, again, thank you for that, because I, too, almost, like, thought that the enemy was winning, and it's like, yes, but again, that helped me to say every day that, you know, I plead the blood of Jesus and continue to read the 91st Psalms, and that everything's gonna be okay.
Quoting that 23rd Psalm every day,
yes,
while you read, you add that to 91. and
yes,
you start quoting that, and everywhere you see my name, turn there to Psalm 23rd, and you said the Lord is Tammy's shepherd.
Amen.
Tammy shall not wait.
No.
Amen.
Every one of those verses, you do it every day.
Yes, ma'am.
Name there. And put your children's name there. And
amen.
Put your family member's name there. And do that every day. And watch you see God work.
Okay.
God will work. Because the blood still works. The Lord is your shepherd.
Yes.
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 Just
the
movie
going to
read
it.
Tammy shall not walk.
Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He maketh Tammy to lie down.
He leadeth me beside
the
hills.
He
leadeth
Tammy.
Hey.
He restores my soul.
Restores Tammy's soul.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes.
He leadeth Tammy in the path of righteousness.
Yes.
His namesake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Though Tammy walks through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil.
Tammy shall fear no evil.
No,
for thou art with me.
For thou art with me.
Thy staff, they comfort me.
Thy rod and thy staff, it comforts Tammy.
There lies a table before me. In the presence of my enemies.
Thou preparest a table before Tammy in the presence of his enemies.
Thou anointed Tammy's head, my oil with oil.
He anointed Tammy's head.
My cup runneth over.
Your cup is running over, Tammy.
Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy.
Surely, goodness and mercy.
All the days of my life, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
This is a promise.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
This is a promise. Surely goodness. Surely. What does that word surely mean? It has to happen.
Yeah.
It's been ordained by God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The affliction is only for a moment.
Yes.
But he said God is going to deliver you out of them all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got to stand on this word.
Amen.
Amen.
Got to know that though he slay me, yet will we trust him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We, did you know Peter? The Lord told Peter, he said, Peter, Satan desires fit you as wheat. He said, but I've already prayed for you. Somebody's praying for you, Tammy. You ain't in this thing alone. And that's why the Lord said, I told Sister Ruben, he said, well, two or three are touching and agreeing. That's what God honors oneness. He honors unity. Where there's unity, there's strength.
Amen.
Now, some folks, you ain't got to tell. You don't tell your business to folks.
Oh,
hallelujah. Yes. Just tell them, I got a headache today. And you ain't got to know what brought the headache on. It ain't your business.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But guess what? We got to know that Jesus, he's there. He wants us to commune with him. He wants us to have a little talk with him.
Yes.
The Bible say the Lord thy God is a jealous God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants us to commune with him. He wants us to reverence him. He wants us to love on him.
Yes.
Glory to God. Oh, I bless you today, God. Thank you for Sister Tammy. Continue to strengthen the Lord God. Continue to show her.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory. Continue to lead in God and direct her, God. Bless our business, Lord God. Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Bless her with new clients. Jesus, I have sheep that's not of this fold. I have some sheep you don't even know, Tammy. I have some clients already destined
for
anybody but you to talk to.
Yes.
Oh, God, we got to elevate this thing. We got to know that the blood still works. Amen.
Yes.
It worked for Sister Sharon. Praise the Lord, Sister Sherry. Evangelist Phillips is on the line. It worked for her. Ha. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Evangelist Phillips.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Praise
God
the Lord.
Is good. It is worthy to be praised. The blood of Jesus still has its power. It never loses its power. I wanted to say that the reason why there's probably an echo, somebody may have their speakerphone on, or you have the computer on as we're speaking. That's probably why the echo is coming forth. Praise the Lord. But I thank and praise God today. He is awesome God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know him as a healer. Praise God. I know him as a judge. Praise the Lord. I know him for myself. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord today, this is the best time to get to know him. Praise God. Don't wait until it's too late. Hallelujah. Because God is not going to wait on you. When he cracked the sky, that's it. That's it, y'all. That is so it. So we need to be ready. Don't get ready. Be ready. Because God waits on no one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for the word on this afternoon. I thank and praise God that I'm able to stay and listen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I fall asleep because of this heavy, these heavy meds they have me on. But
yes.
Glory to God. I know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised, and he's an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. And when these messages come forth, don't just let it go in one ear and go out the other. Take heed to these messages. These messages were meant for us. Even though you may be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and some folks say that with fire, you still need a message from the Lord. The song says we need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for this wonderful message. I want to, again, thank each and every one of you in the New Destiny membership. Thank you for your prayers, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. And I know you praying for me. I feel it. I feel it down in my bones. You remember,
hallelujah.
I remember in the...
Oh, we bless you today, God. Thank you, Evangelist.
Excuse me.
Continue to strengthen you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I remember back in the day, I don't call them the old women. I call them seasoned women.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because they're very well seasoned. And they used to say, I know God for myself. I know him as a healer. And when I was young, I didn't understand why they would say that he's a healer. You can't see him. You can't feel him. You don't know whether he's there or not until I grew up and found out that God is definitely a healer, because he is constantly healing me. I had a little pain in my stomach, and I'm still having some pains, and I had to call the hospital, and they said that it's healing. Those are healing pains. And I said that to say this. Sometimes God allows us to have healing pains. When we're going through something and it hurts, those are healing pains and growing pains. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the growing and the healing pains. Praise the Lord. Let me hush, because I'll keep on going. God bless each and every one of you.
Have tried the blood. Hey. Glory to God.
I know it was the blood. The song said, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died up on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. God bless you.
Amen, amen. That was good. That was good. Amen. We're going to area code 323. The last four of your numbers, 3433. It's a number that I'm not familiar with. Can you greet us?
Hello.
Hello. My name is Daryl.
Daryl, God bless you, Daryl. How did you hear about us?
Albertine.
Oh, God bless you. It's so good to have you with us today.
Thank
what area
you,
do you live in? I know this is a L.A. number, right?
Yes, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Yes,
amen. I have family and friends in Los Angeles. So good to have a brother on the line today. We have a lot of males come on the line. We didn't see any today, but guess what? God had Dell. Right, Dell. Well, God bless you. Would you like to have any words?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
I just want to say that I'm dealing with some growing pains. And I know that the Lord is there, and I just know it's nothing but blood, and that's what I plead every day over my life, the life over my children. And I may not see things visibly, but He's bringing me to a place of trusting in Him more and more.
Okay. What happened there?
Amen. I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm
go right
here.
Ahead. We're listening.
And I was just wondering if you ladies could pray for me.
Certainly. We most certainly will. In the name of Jesus. Any other special requests? Are you married, single,
prayer.
Family?
No, I'm single. I have three children. Yes, basically for provision, totally for myself and
okay.
for my children.
Okay. All right. Amen. Well, we're going to have Sister Corinthian Jones to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to stand in agreement with you, everyone on this line. We still have 10 people on the line, and we're going to stand in agreement with you right now, Brother Darrell. And you trust God. And guess what? This message didn't come for naught, because God said His word will not go out and return unto Him void. So you didn't
right.
come on this broadcast by chance. Hallelujah. It was already divinely appointed for you to be on this line today. Don't you know the Lord knew you were going to hear this message? Don't you know that He knew who was going to be on this line? Amen. So we want you to, we're going to stand in agreement with you as a sister go for, and we're standing in agreement that God is going to bless and He's going to meet your needs. Lord Jesus, we come to you today, Almighty God, on the behalf of Brother Darrell, Lord Jesus.
God.
You know all about him. You made him. You created him. You know what he had need of, oh God, before he even asked, Lord. You told us to come boldly before the throne of grace and to make our request known, God, and you heard his request today, God. And we ask him that you would intervene on his behalf.
Hallelujah.
Mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you for your mighty God that you precious mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask that you will supply his needs today, Almighty God, according unto your riches and glory in the precious
yes,
mighty name
God.
Of Jesus. God, we ask him today, Lord Jesus, that you, Almighty God, will do a great work in his life, Lord Jesus, with nothing missing, nothing broken in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Remember his children on today, God, and let your blood cover his children, Almighty God. Let your blood cover him, Almighty God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. And God, whatever is wrong, Almighty God, we ask that you would make it right in the precious, mighty name of Jesus, that you would touch him, Almighty God, and that you would heal him where he hurts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, provision for this young man, Almighty God. Provision for him in the mighty name of Jesus. For his children, Almighty God, provision for him in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would just finish the work that you started in him, Lord Jesus. Finish the work that you started in him in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. God, today we ask you to strive with those who strive with Darrell, Almighty God, and fight against those who fight against him. God, we ask you today to be his shield and his buckler today in the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Intervene on his behalf today, Almighty God.
intervene today. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, he needs a miracle, God, and only you can give miracles, God. And we ask that you would intervene on his behalf, Almighty God, and create miracles today. Blessings, Almighty God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for what you're doing on his behalf, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, for working out every situation. God, we thank you for making rivers in the desert for him today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, Almighty God. Ah, you said, well, two or three are gathered together in your name, Lord. You said that you will be in them. If you said, if we touch and agree on anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them and my fathers. God, you told us whatsoever thing we desire when we pray. God, you told us to believe it and we shall receive it. And we thank you for bringing these prayers to pass today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. I felt that down. Yeah, glory to God.
Thank you.
Woo!
I felt it too.
Jesus, hallelujah. Just wherever you at, just lift your hands to God right now. Hallelujah. And just open up your mouth and tell him thank you. That's all he wants
thank
you to do is tell him thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
he's
you.
A great God. He's a
thank
mighty
you.
God. Hallelujah. He don't make no mistakes. He know our beginning. Hallelujah. Know the end at the beginning. Hey, God. Oh, we bless you for that all today, God. We thank you for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him walk in victory. Hallelujah, mighty man of God. And Dale, are you in a church home?
Yes.
You are? What church you go to, if you don't mind?
In His Presence Church.
In His Presence, and that's in Los Angeles?
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills, Woodland Hills, Woodland Hills. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to do some great things in your life. Yeah, yeah, no, Moshiach. Hallelujah. Even because Albertine gave you this number, to call in. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you for being obedient. No, Moshiach. I hear the sister say you're going to call back with a praise report. Hey, glory to
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
I bless you today, Jesus. God is the only one that could supply all of our needs. That's why he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and God will direct your path. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to pray for you, Brother Darrell. Hey, don't let this be your last time. Hallelujah. God is going to do some great and mighty things in your life. Hey, God ain't a man that he would lie. Woo, Jesus, I bless you for this young man. Hey, you no, Moshiach. Me every need, God. God, let your blood cover him. Cover his children. Cover him on his job. No, Moshiach. The blood still work. Hallelujah. Down in my spirit. Evangelist Philip, the blood still work. Hallelujah. I'm going to Sister T and then to Sister Patrice. Then to Sister Ruby. The Sister Corinthian then. God bless you, Sister T. God bless you, Brother Darrell. We appreciate you coming on today. Hallelujah. Sister
T. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Sister T.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thank God. I only heard a little bit of the message, but I know you were talking about the blood of Jesus, and I just thank God because I plead the blood of Jesus over my life and over my family and my friends and over this ministry as well. I thank you guys for sending a help to me, growing me in a great place, and I just thank God for the ministry. Thank you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you, Sister T. We going to be praying that the Lord have you on this team to go down here to Raleigh, North Carolina. So I'm telling you all, we want some people from California to go with us down here. This is not going. This is just the first. I'm looking for God to just bless. I'm looking for new connections. I'm looking for souls to come into the kingdom. Hallelujah. We're going to have so many praise reports about what God has done. Hallelujah. That's what it's about, people of God, what God has done. Amen.
Yeah.
Sister Patrice, we're looking for you to come down with us, Sister T. We're looking for some sponsors, and I just believe that God is going to bless us with some sponsors where, yes, guess what? Some plane tickets going to be paid for to go down to Raleigh. Hallelujah. I'm decreeing and declaring that today. Some plane tickets, plane fares to go down and flood that community where souls will come into the kingdom. Do you know we lose more young people than anybody in the nation? Young people. Because nobody is willing to mentor them. Nobody is willing to tell them there's a better way. How some of us scared of our own children in our own houses. But the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. You better let plead the blood. Don't let no children take over your house. Ooh, no, indeed. You think I'm going to let a devil come and take over my house? No. We got to plead the blood. But that's what he's doing. Amen. So the blood still works, people. Bishop Dr. Kenneth Burford is going to be here with us on on Thursday, y'all. I don't want to miss Prophet Michael Davis to be with us, and he's another excellent minister of the gospel. So we have, I don't know who's going to be on tomorrow, so the Lord might speak to me. Maybe Sister Ruby will minister for us tomorrow. Amen. I don't know about that. He ain't spoke to me yet. But anyway, we're looking to have a wonderful time in the Lord. So please block your calendars and mark those dates again, September the 5th through the 2013. Amen. I'm looking for my office, Max. God. Okay, Sister Patrice, are you able to talk? If not, God bless you. Amen, a lot of noise. Oh, here it is. I wanted to give this announcement before we sign off the air. This is a Holy Convocation 2013. The theme is 21st Century Church in Recession, May 3rd through 5th. And the host of this conference is none other than Dr. Kenneth Burford of Christ Redeeming Center. And this will be nightly at 7 o'clock p.m. There's also a luncheon at the Stockton Golf and Country Club. And then on Sunday evening, there is Founders Day. And this address is 2281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton, California. And the contact number is area code 209-598-6528. And that's Minister Jackson. So if you're in Stockton and the surrounding areas, come and support Dr. Burford in his holy convocation. And he will be ministering for us on Wednesday. Amen. So if there's no other, is there any prayer requests before we get off the line? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I have Sister Corinthian. Let's have a word from her, and then I'm going to have her to dismiss us with the word of prayer. She's been praying for us today. God bless you.
Well, first, giving unto God, to all who matters do, I so greatly appreciate God for being here today. I just had a couple of testimonies about the blood of Jesus. I can remember probably about 24 years ago, I had my daughter had a really high fever, and she had a very, very, very bad ear infection. And I began to pray, and I lay hands on her, and I began to pray, and I began to plead the blood of Jesus until the fever came down. And then I prayed, and I told God, I said, Lord, don't let that ear infection come back no more. And I prayed so that the girl never got another ear infection until she got about, she got about maybe about 17 years old. And so the blood has still worked from then all the way until now. I had another situation where last year around the same time, I had to go and get my husband from, my husband had a horrible accident in Wyoming on his big rig, and the blood of Jesus, my husband began to plead the blood, and it was like God just protected him and kept him from the accident. Mm-hmm. And on our way coming back from from the accident, from me picking him up from the accident, we were on the icy highways, and my car began to spin out of control. And as soon as I said the blood of Jesus, it's like God just brought the car right back into its rightful place on the road, and we begin to drive like nothing ever happened. So I can tell you some things about the blood of Jesus. I thank and appreciate God for his blood. If it had not been for his blood, I don't even know where I would be today. So I just thank and appreciate God for his blood today. Thank you all for calling in and participating and listening in on the broadcast today. And we're going to close with the words of prayer. And, Lord Jesus, we come to you today, Almighty God. We appreciate you for this hour that you've given us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the time, Lord Jesus, that you've given us to come before your presence one more time, Lord. We don't want to take it for granted, God, but we want to be thankful. Lord, we appreciate you for what you've already done, and we thank you for what is to come. God, we ask that you would bless all the hearers today that called in to hear today, God. We ask that you would go before them today and make every crooked pathway straight. God, we ask that you would bless them above and beyond what they could even think or ask, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would just continue to be with them, Lord, and continue to guide them. And, Lord, we'd be so careful to forever give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, for we know that you're worthy of all things this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We'll see you on tomorrow. Sign on early. We're talking about the blood seal work. Amen, amen. Continue to look for some new information regarding our... The song by BB and CC White, The Blood Will Never Lose.
Me.
God bless you all. Have a Jesus Day.
Set it to And now to accept the 2010 BMI Trailblazers of Gospel Award, the incomparable Andre Crouch.